Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this rainy Tuesday morning. It's pretty cool out there as well, 46 degrees. And we have in studio, we have Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
And you got your glasses back, too. So
that's right.
We made sure they were safe here in the studio today. Well, a few things that you did want to talk about today. And the first thing you wanted to talk about was the storm shelters, because is the closer we get to summer, the higher the risk of severe weather.
That's right. So I don't anticipate any storms that would require shelter right now, but we don't want to do that when it's after the fact. So
right.
I do want to mention those. And I think I might have mentioned them last week, but here we go. There are four designated storm shelters, and three of them you can take your pets to. So the Memorial Hall Civic Center at 410 North Penn Avenue, and pets can be in a carrier or on a leash. The Montgomery County Judicial Center basement, you would go in on the, it's at 300 East Main. You use the south entrance, and pets must be on carriers, and they'll be placed in a designated area. And then temporary City Hall building at 811 West Laurel, you'll use the west basement door, and pets must be on a carrier or on a leash. And then our fourth designated storm shelter is the Independence High School gymnasium. You use the northwest entrance to the gymnasium, and no pets are allowed there.
So better to be proactive and know where those areas are, the one nearest to you, just in case storms do move through. And then coming up on Friday, May 22nd, and it'll be here before you know it, start cleaning out your house and garage and put that at the top of your to-do list.
That's right. So we don't have but just a few more days, so it'll be here before we know it. So we want to make sure that everyone is aware of the deadline date, which is May 22nd. So that gives you about a couple weeks, a little less than a couple of weeks, to take advantage of the opportunity to get rid of all your junk, your debris, your tires, everything that you're wanting to dispose of free of charge at the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple every day, 7 days a week from 8 to 2. The sanitation yard is open, it's supervised, and you can drive in and drop off everything. So again, not every city offers something like this. It is a great way to clean up your yard, clean up your garage, clean out your house, whatever you're needing to get rid of. Please do so. And again, you have until Friday, May 22nd. And then also today is recycling. And so that is every Tuesday from 11 to 1. And you can drop off your recyclables as well, so you can get out there and get that taken care of. And then I wanted to make sure that everyone knows that the first Saturday in June, we will resume our Saturday recycling as well from 8 to noon. And you can drop off your recyclables starting in June. So that will be Saturday, June the 6th from 8 to noon if the Tuesday opportunity doesn't work for you.
Okay, so the recycling starting to gear back up again, and the next item we did want to discuss is, hey, it's registration time for your kids to get into the Independent School District.
That's right, so I wanted to give you a couple of reminders of some things that you want to put on your to-do list. So you need to get your kids registered for the school year. I know this school year is not over yet, but they want to get a jump on 2021. So if you get the kids registered by May 15th, you'll be eligible for a drawing that will, a drawing for like several $20 Main Street gift certificates. So it's a great way to support 446, get a jump on the school year, and you can help boost our local economy. You know, a lot of our stores have not been open, so it's time to change the mindset and get back out there safely and social distancing, but be, you know, get out and support our restaurants, support our stores. And this is a great way to win maybe a Main Street gift certificate and be able to use that in the stores. So you need to go to indieschools.com. You'll click on the online registration tab, and that will get you started. And then your family will be automatically added to the drawing as soon as you submit your online registration form. So again, you have just until this week, May 15th, to get that done. So bump that up to the top of your to-do list today.
Absolutely. Get that done. And the great thing about it is you can do it online, and it probably only just takes a few minutes to get that done. And another thing that only takes just a few minutes to get that done is doing the 2020 census.
That's right. So the three of us have our census done, and it did only take about 7 minutes, I think, if I remember I timed mine. So we do. We want to make sure that everyone is remembering to fill out that census form. If you can't find yours, you can go to kansascounts.org. You can also call 844-330-2020. And they can help you out. And we were having a little friendly challenge between the counties, because if you know, if the county wins, we all win. So we were trying to challenge each other. And I didn't check my numbers, darn it. So I'll have to check next week and see who's at the top of the list. But we want to have great turnout for Montgomery County now more than ever with COVID-19. It's critically important that everyone fills out the census.
Yeah, and I remember last week, I think Independence and Cherryville were near the top
neck
of the list.
Neck.
Yeah, it was less than 1%. So be sure to, and it's easy to do. And like you said, it takes 5 to 7 minutes. Not that long at all. Pretty easy to do. Also, coming up pretty soon, this Saturday, actually, the Farmers Market opening day.
That's right. So the Farmers Market will be opening this Saturday, and it runs through the summer months from 7:30 to 10:30. So you can get out and enjoy a great Farmers Market. You know, you never know what's going to show up at the market. Sometimes, you know, early in the season, there is, you know, not a lot, and then you just never know what the farmers are going to pull out of the ground and bring in as far as fresh produce and things. But we anticipate there are going to be some crafters there as well, so lots of opportunities, and lots of great vendors are going to be participating in the farmers market as we progress through the summer months. Now, I will tell you, it's scheduled to rain this weekend, so we're just going to have to play it by ear. But we are opening the market, so I want everybody to know that, so you can get out, check it out. But here's the real exciting piece for the Farmers Market this year. We're moving it from downtown Independence to the parking lot right behind Annie Mae's, which is at Chestnut and 8th Street. It's kind of like right over in the vicinity of Taco Bell and Sonic. It's right actually off of Highway 75. So we moved that because it's a great big parking lot, for one. And for two, if you don't know, if you're not from Independence and you don't just happen to drive downtown, many times you don't know we have a farmers market. So we wanted to put it in a place that not only our local people will know about it, but anyone just passing through our community that wants to stop at a great farmers market will be able to do that as well. And that's a perfect spot because, as I said, Highway 75 goes right by there. So if you are interested in being a vendor, you can call Main Street at 331-2300. You can call the Chamber at 331-1890. We can help you out. You can also call Carolyn at 331-7831. We can all answer your questions. And again, it's from 7:30 to 10:30. It costs $2 to be a vendor, which is crazy affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you don't even have to like pre-register. You can just show up that morning, actually, and we'll line you up and give you a vendor spot and welcome you to the market. So, again, I don't know what'll happen this week. You never know. In Kansas, it could really just blow by, and the sun might be shining Saturday. But we are going to have the market, and then I'll keep you up to date every week as things start progressing with fruits and vegetables and things like that.
All right, sounds good. The farmers market opening up this Saturday. Hopefully the weather will be good. And you want to talk about live on Facebook, shopping local.
That's right. So we're trying to promote shopping local. As I mentioned before with the 446 drawing that they're doing, that was intentional to not draw for a gift basket or something like that, that they wanted to draw for Main Street Bucks, because that puts people in the stores, and that's what we want. And so I just wanted to kind of visit with everybody about the importance of shopping local and talk to you about some Facebook Live events that are going to be coming up. Libby's Boutique is doing a Facebook Live this evening at 8 o'clock. And so if you're not maybe able to get out during the workday and do some shopping, or maybe you don't feel comfortable yet getting out, don't let that stop you from supporting our local businesses. You can grab your phone, get on Facebook Live, and watch her, her great sales that she and Paige have on their Facebook page. And then Apricot Lane, just a few stores down in the same block of downtown Independence, will be having the same Facebook Live experience at 7 o'clock on Thursday evening. And theirs is basically, it's comment sold. Like, you're watching the clothing as they're showing it, and then you go into your comments, and you put in sold, and then you put in the size that you want, and that's how they track what you're buying. So it's a great way to be able to shop online, still support our local businesses. Many of them are doing curbside delivery, so you can order your clothes, you can pull up in front of the store, they'll bring them out to you. But anyway, I just wanted to make sure that everyone knows Libby's will do a live sale on Tuesday, which is this evening at 8, and Apricot Lane will do one every Thursday at 7. And I heard yesterday that Turbo's and Stony Bee's are opening back up this week, as well as Laurel Street Bakery. So the restaurants are slowly opening up. They've prepared their restaurants well. They've moved tables and made it where we can, gather appropriately and we can get out. I saw some posts at Turbo's last night. So anyway, it's nice to see our community opening back up, and it's also nice to see all of our community members out supporting our businesses. But I will say that it's going to take more than just our community members to sustain our local businesses. So while I drive over and shop in Coffeyville, we want to encourage everyone in the outlying areas to drive into Independence and enjoy our shopping.
And another thing here is save the date, because even though it just got delayed, because it's still coming, the Kansas airstrip attack, which I am so excited for.
I know. It'll be here before you know it. So we've had a couple of conference calls. Everything is in full swing for Kansas airstrip attack to show back up in Independence finally after a rain cancellation and a COVID-19 cancellation. It's July 18th and 19th, and it will be the out at the airport, and high-performance exotic cars, Lamborghinis, Porsches, modified stock cars, all kinds of cars going 200 plus miles an
that's
hour.
That's gonna be so fun.
And so yes, it will be a lot of fun. So you can watch their Facebook page at Kansas Airstrip Attack. They also have a Facebook page called Shift Sector. And you'll watch our Facebook page at the Chamber Get Independence, and you'll start seeing things pop up here in probably the next few weeks.
And what makes it so cool is that the original date was the 18th and the 19th of April, and this is the 18th and 19th, so it makes it easy to remember. So, again, that is on July 18th and 19th. I'm definitely excited about that happening here in it's going to be here before you know it. Just a little over 2 months. So, Lisa, lots of stuff going on around Independence. If anybody has questions about some of these events, maybe some other events, how can they get a hold of you?
Three ways. You can go to our website, indkschamber.org. You can go to our Facebook page, Get Independence. You can give us a call at the Chamber at 620-331-1890.
And the Indy Response Facebook page, that's still being updated quite a bit. And how has been the response of that since it's been since it first got introduced?
Very well. So we're keeping it up to date. We're keeping a lot of information. As soon as we get information from the federal level, the state level, local level, we're pushing that out. Anything that is happening in the community that we want people to know about, we're putting out on that page. You can also check out the City of Independence's Facebook page. That's another important one to watch, and Independence Main Street.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today and telling us about all this stuff, great stuff happening in Independence as we slowly but surely are trying to get back to somewhat normal. And hopefully phase two will take place next week, and we can start talking about that next week. So.
That's right. So thank you for having me, and remember everyone that's listening on the radio, the importance of shopping local.
Absolutely. Again, Lisa, thank you very much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we are going to start open line. We'll take your calls if you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Or if you'd like to answer today's Nichols Hitching Post poll question of the day, you can do that as well. Three different ways to do it. You can go to our Facebook page. You can go to our website, kggfradio.com. Or you can call in later on. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF on a very rainy Tuesday morning.